So we're talking. See, I saw this was happening as we were recording. I could hear. I could see those. I don't know.
Sharpie. What are you thinking?
I'm hitting record.
Hit Sharpie.
I hit Sharpie.
Thank you.
So we're.
Hey.
It's
starting from the top.
Are we really drunk? We've had two odd mason jars.
I've been drunk since Thursday.
What is this mason jar? I've never seen a mason jar with a handle, so it's not a mason jar. This is a mug, a glass mug.
You know, I'm not sure. Now, mason jar is not. I'm not a stranger to that term, but I don't think I know what mason really means. Is that for masonry? As in,
I don't know what it's.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this podcast is no stranger to wikiing things on the fly.
Right.
And what I'm glad about Google searches sometimes is sometimes they bring you right to the wiki page first.
Oh, right. They bring you that little paragraph at the top.
Yeah. And so a mason jar is a molded glass jar used in home canning to preserve food. I feel like you don't need to put mason before that.
You just call it a jar.
I feel like every jar is that.
Right.
The mouth of the jar has screw threads on its outer perimeter to mm-hmm. accept a metal ring mm-hmm. or band, which is in quotes, because it could be an ironic band.
Like Creed?
I was trying to think of a jar pun.
Jars of clay.
Jar breaker? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause again for a second.
Okay.
I'm recording. I can hear the click. It's like that Daft Punk song. Giorgio, whatever. French dude. Why not last album? This is the fourth time we've hit record.
I think practice is good.
Right.
I think that, you know, a lot of any listeners, especially myself, for when I listen to this on Wednesday, should know that this takes effort.
This is hard work.
This takes diligence.
I think people think we set up a microphone and we talk to each other for an hour, but they don't know we're gonna let them inside the kimono. You've heard that phrase.
Not the kimono.
Really?
No,
that's like a super startup-y thing. It's inside the kimono. Letting you inside the...
Have you been watching Silicon Valley?
I've been reading Becoming Steve Jobs.
Oh, okay. And how are you on your progression towards that?
I'm a fifth of the way through.
Fifth of the way through. So you got a black sweater. You got a...
Yeah, I got some New Balances. I started growing my hair out.
Now, does that make sense? I thought the New Balances were later in life.
Yeah. Oh, you're.
And the long hair is earlier in life.
Oh, yeah. So I should.
Earlier in his life, he was definitely probably wearing Reeboks. Reeboks were huge then.
Yeah. I don't know when the uniform started.
Right.
I haven't gotten that far.
We do know that it does exist, though.
It does exist. The turtleneck.
I've been thinking about a uniform lately. Well, not lately, but almost 60% of my tops, I'm going to say 70% of my tops are striped. And I like that.
You like that? You're going to be stripey? Stripey McStriperson?
A lot of people give me stripey as a nickname.
No one's ever given you that.
You know, I'm going to say that it's a term of, I think that they're trying to be cute.
Mm-hmm.
And that it does happen. It's a real thing.
People call you stripey.
So it's not like I get into the office
and stripey.
Yeah, but you know, say I'm going to take someone out for dinner or something like that.
Yeah,
and I'm wearing a striped shirt as I almost always am. She might say,
"Hey, stripes."
Hey, stripes. Yeah, hey, stripes. You know what? No, stripes would be cool. It's always stripey.
Stripey. Yeah, yeah. Stripey's like kind of nerdy.
Stripes is cool, like a cool nickname. Like a, I don't know, you know?
No, I don't.
Well, was Fonzie's name actually Fonzie?
The probably. Fonz, right? What was Fonzie's?
Alfonso.
See, this is why we need a third person on the
you
show.
You directly referenced our fourth wall, and that's cool, and I'm with it.
Is it the audience is the fourth wall? We have a
correct.
We have
absolutely.
We have not a guest in the way we've had previously, like on the mic.
Like we've had previously, all of the people,
all of the one
ever,
all
been
of the Patrick
offered a microphone on.
The, yeah, well, you have a guest in who's sitting on a very oversized beanbag.
Now, I'd like to talk about this word oversized. It all depends on your standard,
right?
It all depends on your on what
squishy.
If it's the first beanbag you've ever seen and it's called oversized chair, what do you think? So do
what do you think a normal chair is?
Well, why don't we call them undersized chairs?
Oh, well, I think this is a beanbag for like a giant toddler, like a giant, like climb the beanstalk giant, but like a toddler version of that. Like,
so do you mean it's man? Like, do you mean man, or do you like do you just so far remove a beanbag from adult life that it couldn't like it has to be an adult sized child that that's fair. But yeah, absolutely, we have it. We have an audience in the audience, and she provides probably 80% of the likes that I see on our content.
I'm gonna call it Lady Chelsea.
Lady Chelsea,
like it's like a Game of Thrones thing. I've never seen an entire episode of Game of Thrones, but like a Lady Chelsea and my mother, are about 90% of the likes on our show.
Yeah, no, your mother liked a song that I composed.
Glowbug.
Yeah, and I'm like,
you know, she didn't listen to that, right?
What? No, she totally replays it like a bunch.
You know, my mom didn't listen to that, right?
Don't do that. No, she totally listened to it. You know, she seeks me out. She seeks my content out.
Your mom friended me on Facebook.
Jesus. I did not know that she was actively on Facebook.
Yeah, she sent me a friend request. I accepted it.
Tell me this. Does my mom have a picture yet? Is it still the blue thing?
I honestly didn't even look at it.
You just saw Elaine Scott. Like, I know that.
Well, I know that what?
I know that.
Beautiful lady.
Beautiful lady. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Listener, I'd like you to take all the times that Josh has ever said lady and interplace it with either Chelsea or interplace it with Josh's mom. Like, just discern which one he is referring to. It's a good practice.
Yeah. Well, to put a fine, we've got a kind of guest. We have an audience.
We have an audience. Yes.
Yeah, in an oversized toddler giant beanbag chair.
Yeah.
And she's playing dots, I assume. No. She doesn't want to be on the show anymore. Now that we're recording, she doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, now that we're recording, you don't want to say anything? there's a recording of this podcast at the beginning of this project. We're getting once again inside the kimono, where I am talking to myself while
can we put reverb on this part?
Yeah, or it's just like there's a part of this show where I'm listening to myself with reverb and giggling. I'm failing to listen to myself with reverb, actually, because the plugin wasn't working.
Sometimes plugins. Let's start at the top with it. We can start at the top with the Sapphire. It's good. The reason that this podcast got started over so many times is we're working with new equipment.
Thanks, Dan. I should message Dan personally and say, hey, I had to restart my podcast 4 times because you recommended new gear that I bought.
Yeah,
say it as angrily as possible.
I feel as though he would say, is this a review? Is this a compliment? Is this an insult?
Yeah.
It's a good-ass podcast, though. Getting a lot of information from
it. Yeah, I'm learning a lot. So on Dan's recommendation, have we ever called out Dan on the show?
Yeah, I think we did two episodes ago.
Okay, so I can just keep calling him Dan. I don't need to actually explain this.
No, but you always have to think, you know, when you're listening to something, you always think of, man, anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about mm-hmm. might say, when is the other foot going to drop when they finally say what it is that I can succinctly connect to?
Okay.
Who the fuck is Dan?
Dan Benjamin of the 5x5 podcast network. 5x5.tv.
Yep. He's got a C before his title. CEO.
Oh, right.
Isn't he?
5x5? I don't know. I mean, he founded it.
He talks like he is.
He founded it, so I don't know if he's CEO.
Fair enough. It's not a one-to-one thing.
I don't think there's a board. A board implies you'd have a CEO.
Right. But he does have a podcast on that network called The Podcast Method.
Yeah.
And all podcasters, new and old, should probably give it a listen. I mean,
yeah, especially if you're like us and you don't know what you're doing. But he recommended a piece of gear, a microphone amp that we bought and we were using. And we did not test or set up or use before going and trying to record the show.
Part of the reason why I was saying that we could get prepped.
Uh-huh.
It's whatever. Just do it. Just always do it. Stop preparing. Uh-huh. Stop getting ready. Stop lining up the shot. Take it. Miss. Hit it.
Miss.
Is it going to work? Is the interface going to work? Like, can you hear yourself? I don't know. I spend a lot of time in band practices trying to tweak something so that it sounds right.
Yeah.
Rather than playing and having fun. So I'm just glad that we can hear each other's voices through this Pro 14 you got here. Mm-hmm. And it sounds okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is that panning issue that I have with Sapphires. And I want to cure what ails any Sapphire Pro product owner of what it is with the panning in the product that just whenever you swing it to the right, you lose everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the left, it seems like you get the full left and right signal. It's not like it's not a true stereo.
Yeah. I don't know. There's this whole other piece of software. Life's really difficult, Brandon. We have software that's handling hardware things. I'm peaking sometimes. I bought an Apple Watch. Like, life's super difficult. I'm in a conference room. I'm looking at Dead Mouse. And he's hanging out here with us.
Yeah.
There's some math equations.
I think that says E equals MC squared.
I hope. I want that desperately to actually be a part of the equation they're solving and not like an ironic drawing they do it on the whiteboard.
I want you to know that E equals MC squared is probably close to something like Shakespearean now, where you say it to make a gaffe. So, I mean, it could.
But there are other equations there that if you were an actual mathematician, you might go. Because mathematicians have weird giggles.
Josh, there's a math joke up there that you don't get.
And it is never
so okay if you don't get it.
Yeah, but it's probably the funniest joke I've never heard.
What do you think about that? I have a complex. I have a total complex.
You have several
complexes. I have several complexes.
Let's talk about this one.
Let's talk about the one where if I'm not in on a joke, I will have like a bad time. I will have a super bad.
For how long? Like how long does that anxiety linger?
Ever since I found out that all media is somehow linked to Jewish heritage.
All media is linked to Jewish. Are you saying
most of it?
Are you saying the Jews are in the media? Is that what you're saying right now?
I'm saying that I heard that once and I was like, I don't really know what that means. And then I moved to Los Angeles and I'm like, what the
now
fuck?
Now I understand.
What the fuck is actually going on?
Yeah. Do you guys shut down for like Passover and Yom Kippur? And
so when you say you guys, do you mean my establishment now where I work now?
In your California career.
In my California career, yeah.
Yeah.
No, weird, yeah, right? That shit shuts down.
That does not happen in Ohio.
It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
It does not happen in Ohio.
It doesn't. And I mean, What I'm wondering is, like, what happens in Ohio instead? And I don't think there's like a thing that does happen instead.
Oh, right. When California shuts down for Yom Kippur. And in Ohio, we just ignore it. Are you saying that in Ohio we're not observant of other non-Christian people?
I'm saying I did not know that there was such a strong force behind a lot of the things that I've enjoyed over the years.
Such a strong Jewish force.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was just weighing over everything you enjoyed.
And it's not like weighing over, but I guess what it is like, well, now that I perceive it with such a shitty critical 20-something eye, I'm like, well, I don't get that.
Yeah.
And now I feel dumb.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how do we get on in jokes there for a second? Oh, for the math joke. Yeah,
the math joke.
So what I've had to cope with is that I'm not gonna get some jokes. And while that's heartbreaking at first, it's an okay life afterwards.
I don't know if I can accept that life.
You don't know if you can accept that.
Like, I gotta know all the jokes.
If there were like 8 mathematicians in this room and they were just guffawing, like some of them were like crying, wiping their eyes, and you're just like, you're there not understanding what is the commotion. Like, how do you feel inside? Do you feel like there's just like no reason to be like, let me get out of here.
Right. Yeah. I think I'd be pretty sad.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm trying to describe, whenever I have to describe something sad, it's,
I hit myself in the face. We've had drinks.
We've had 1.5.
We also had tacos. That's
yeah, weird. It totally contributes. And yeah. Well, we had the pineapple tacos. I'm glad I got to share those tacos with you.
Wasn't just pineapple, by the way. Just
what I said?
You said pineapple taco, and someone might take that as it was just a couple pieces of pineapple and tortilla.
Your mother and my mother understands what
we No, meant by our it. Parents do not understand what
That's true.
Pineapple taco
I tell my mother
could quite possibly
I tell my be. I tell my beautiful lady mother about a pineapple taco and she thinks that I'm headed back in, you know?
To prison?
I've never been to prison, Josh. That's like
Headed back in, I was just trying to
That's reserved. Headed back into the woods.
Oh.
The woods of uncertainty.
Oh, right. We've got a lot of uncertainty about you, Brandon.
Do we?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a... Do you consider yourself an open book?
That's what I say to people. But
I sure as shit don't ever say that, and I don't think it's
true. I say that to people all the time. I'm an open book. Ask me anything, and then that's not... I'm going to lie.
Okay. Well... Don't lie about this. Welcome to, again, back to Santa Barbara. The only other time that we've recorded here was when Pat was up here in August of last year, June of last year.
We didn't record. You and I have never recorded in here? Outside of that? I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
I guess we do that.
We do calls. Skype, and that's been working. What I do like about the podcast method show is that it – everyone that writes into the show has the same issues that we've ever had.
No, we have far more difficult issues. Like,
we sure don't. What do you mean?
We've got like
You keep asking about sponsors and I'm like, oh, that's a Josh question.
Yeah, when's Squarespace gonna give us money?
Brandon, when am I gonna get a paycheck for coming to hang out with you? Josh, like, it's never happened. Like, it won't happen. Like, I will not be tied to money. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if all I have to do is say peanut butter nom noms a few times, and then Nature Box sends me some money, I will say peanut butter nom noms 12 times. We will be talking about To Pimp a Butterfly, and I go, you know what? King Kunta also reminds me of peanut butter nom noms. Nature Box.
So
naturebox.com.
Yeah. And type in
peanut butter nom.
So you've already made 4 peanut butter nom noms out of your pledge of 12,
right.
And we will go ahead and count out into 12.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, that should be enough to send them a message.
Yeah, that they should send me more money. Oh yes, they send me money.
They do not.
If they did, would you be upset?
if it were for content of this show,
yeah.
And I found out that you were getting like anything. If I found out you got anything, uh-huh. If I found out like that Chelsea liked you more because you do this podcast, I would be like kind of pissed. Like, nah. That's a group thing. Like every text message that you get, like uh-huh. I get half of it.
Oh.
I get the last half of it, of every text message that you get about the show.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Peanut butter nom noms.
Five. You mentioned your watch.
I'm just going to go back to peanut butter.
Oh, nom-noms. No. Let's go. Six.
They're not very good. I've had them. Oh, I've when I first got the Nature Box. This is how we lose that sponsor.
I was just about to say.
I've had them, and they're not very good.
Of course not.
They're like mushy.
They're not allowed to be good. Nature Box is in the name, like cardboard box. Oh,
cardboard like, food. Like, yeah, it's a little bit cardboardy. I had Nature Box.
I feel like I have a problem with it.
You have a huge problem.
Where were your expectations?
My expectations are pretty high.
I looked at a Nature Box product and I said, I bet I know what that tastes like.
every podcast that they sponsor, I think I listen to because it's basically everyone. And I was like, I should – these nasally New Yorkers really love peanut butter nom nom, so I should try them. And then I signed up. I got them. I probably had them for like 2 months. A couple things are pretty good, but then I got the nom noms and they were not so good.
What's amazing is like the nom noms is like, okay, you're not even calling this a muffin. You're not calling this.
There were a bunch of people sitting around a conference room like, should we call this a muffin, a cookie?
Like, no, we can't use those words on our packaging, which actually I think it even says it like underneath it. It's like, muffins.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter nom noms. Like, we're not using that word. Muffins.
Yeah. But they're not muffins. Not muffins. Let's go. So the Apple Watch.
Right. Can we stay on nom noms for a second?
Or like, well, we have like, I gotten my 12? Do you think I'm going to get my money after like telling them how much I don't like their product?
I feel like you definitely got at least a couple of dollars.
Right.
And you got me some half text messages out of this. Definitely. Some half tweets. Actually, anyone tweeting Josh about this show, send me half of the tweet, please. I would appreciate that.
No one's ever tweeted me about this show.
No?
No.
If I tweeted you about this show, would it count?
No.
Okay. Let's talk about this fucking watch.
The watch. So I bought the Apple Watch. I don't have it, so I don't have that much to talk about.
I think that means you have plenty to talk about.
All I know, the embargo on reviews was lifted on, I think, April 8th or something. So there were, you know, The Verge and Daring Fireball and a couple other places had reviews. And I watched and listened and read all of them that I cared about, that I trusted. and I wasn't too positive on the watch.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like people were saying what I had already expected of the watch, that it doesn't do a lot. And it just kind of it could be cool. It could be great in a year or 2 years.
Are you getting Google Glass syndrome, where there is a technology that it's ready enough to happen, but then in execution, it's like, oh, the practicality is lacking?
I feel like it's not. I mean, look, Google Glass is creepy and weird and ugly.
Yeah,
and not. It's weird.
I mean, I guess you haven't really read into the Apple Watch camera then.
It's always watching you from your wrist.
It's always watching you.
Oh, no, there's no camera on the Apple Watch.
I feel like you're not picking up on it. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, so I bought the watch. I'm pretty sure it's not going to last long. but I bought it.
Yeah.
As you do. As I do.
So all you've done is invest in something that you're continually finding out disappointing information.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was like 9 or 10 at night where I was like, I'm not going to buy the watch. And then at 12:05 a.m. of the pre-order, I opened my phone. I went to the Apple Store app. I clicked on the watch. I put my thumb on the Touch ID, and then I bought the watch.
It's getting easier. It's getting easier to spend about $400, isn't it?
It was too easy.
Yeah.
It was scary easy.
It's almost like you could do it on accident.
I have accidentally bought things on Amazon before.
You haven't.
I have.
It takes a lot.
It doesn't. If you have one click on and you've got your phone in your hand, you're laying down and you're on your back and your phone's above you and you're looking at a product and then you accidentally drop the phone because it's too big.
Yeah.
And then your thumb hits the one click purchase button.
Right.
And then do you realize you bought like $1,000 something?
Nature box.
Like a $1,000. It's like it's all of the nom noms.
The rest of our nom noms.
All of the nom noms. And then you realize it and you go, oh no. And then you have to go through the whole cancellation thing.
Yeah.
And knowing Amazon, you've got about 14 seconds before it's at your door.
Drones are on the way. I hope that they don't announce it. I hope that what happens – well, you don't – I haven't seen a delivery person in like
– I had a very nice person deliver me detergent.
Yes, please God.
So
– please God, can we go into that?
Yeah, let's go into it.
What is it called?
Instacart.
Yeah.
Instacart. It's not associated with Instagram, Instapaper.
Yeah, I'm wondering if all these companies are like getting that they should not take the naming scheme of a well-known brand.
Yeah.
Especially the beginning part of it.
Right. Yeah, Instacart. It's
what is it, Josh?
It's like a delivery. It's like Amazon Fresh or like yummy.com or any one of those like grocery delivery services. But this one allows you to specify a store. So I specified Ralph's. And you can choose your items. So I specified a certain kind of laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And then you spend like $3.
Willing to say Nature Box. Willing to say a particular product of Nature Box.
Tide Bleach Alternative.
Didn't mean to string it out of you, but.
Tide Bleach Alternative. It's the one the Sweet Home recommends is the best laundry detergent.
What's Sweet Home?
It's a website.
Okay. Let's keep going.
And I chose it. It was my first purchase, so delivery was free. And normally it's like $3.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman brought me laundry detergent.
No.
I watched her. I watched her go to Ralph's. And then I watched her pick it up, and I watched her put it in a car, and then I watched the car drive to me. And then I watched her get out of the car. And then I watched her hand it to me. It wasn't even a bag. There was nothing that said, like, there was no advertising. It wasn't like a bag that said Instacart that's, you know, trying to get.
She just drove up in her Honda Civic. Like,
I think it was a Honda Civic. And perfect. She just handed me a laundry detergent, which was what was kind of funny. At my office, there was a Tide commercial being worked on.
That's good.
So somebody was like, oh, is that product? And I was like, no, it's for me to use tonight.
I'm curious if you could have just gotten product from the set then.
I mean, probably, but you know, whatever.
Well, I wanted
somebody to bring it to me. And I think my laziness has just hit a new peak.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure once I have the watch, I will be able to surpass. Like, when the time comes where I can look at my watch and go, oh, it's 5:30. Pizza. And then it comes.
Yeah.
I think you're
introducing conflicting ideas there, because the watch is all about fitness. The watch is about, hey, you can get up and go without your cell phone. Don't you want to walk somewhere right now?
Yeah.
And you're just like, like I can broadcast the Netflix and pizza.
Yeah.
And burrito.
Oh, pizza burrito.
Pizza. Are you thinking that
the burrito, a pizza goes inside the tortilla? No, I'm thinking it's a burrito that has like a bunch of cheese in it and then a little bit of pizza sauce, some pepperoni.
So a Hot Pocket. You're talking about a Hot Pocket.
I'm talking about a pizza burrito. That's a different thing. A hot pocket is a hot pocket. Like, it's a thing that you put in a microwave.
I'm reading that book, by the way. Dad is Fat, Jim Gaffigan. Dad is Fat.
Yeah.
It's good.
Does he just say hot pocket every other word?
He addresses it in the beginning. I think he tends to introduce himself as hot pocket. Okay, I've done it. Now we can do other things. Yeah, which is kind of how I feel when you wear your teammate shirt.
Oh, it's in my bag.
I figure it's in your. I think that like that T-shirt has a permanent place in the bottom of your weekend bag.
Yeah,
it's just a.
It's also my top bag, my life bag.
Life bag, yeah.
All right. We had to pause.
Tag H first
in the kimono.
A lot of first in this guy here. First,
what's it's lucky number 13. Lucky number 13. A lot of new 13, things happened.
Congratulations.
Over a dozen. No one thought we would do one.
The good part is every episode we said no one thought we would do three.
Yeah.
No one thought we would do six.
Yeah.
And then exactly. So. Yep. I think when we say no one, we're probably referring to like
us.
Yeah. But I mean, that is, we do want to keep doing this and we kind of want to do it a bit more. And I'm kind of excited about what that means for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like not that we don't have enough projects going on.
No, we don't do enough stuff outside of the show. We're not busy at all. We're people who are just bored all the time. Never busy.
Yeah, I like the premise for your show. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh yeah, I'm not ready.
Okay,
I'm not ready.
Okay, good. I will not. I will not address it. But you know what?
You want to address something?
I want to address my premise.
Yeah, a little follow up from the last episode. You went somewhere a couple weeks ago.
Oh, word. Yes. Oh, yes. I did mention the travel, and so an event apart.
Yeah.
Great. It's a conference. It's a design conference.
It's great. It's a conference. All right, let's move on.
No, let's not move on. Let's stay on it. Like I wanted to hit the baseline of it.
It was in Seattle.
It was in Seattle. And
you had never been to Seattle, right?
Pacific Northwest. First time in Seattle, not first time
in that area. Yeah, you've been to Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, how far do you think those places are apart? Just a ballpark guess.
Like far, like...
Oh,
like 15 miles or something, 20 miles. No, they're really far apart. Yeah, they're like a whole state apart.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, for some reason, I don't have the shapes of the U.S. Like, I don't.
Did you fail, like, geography?
It's not like I failed it. It's just that you just didn't really have to pay attention. You didn't really, like, memorization of the states and the capitals. I mean, I've forgotten all of that, but even worse than that is I just don't know what. So in Seattle, when I saw the water, I thought that was the ocean. I'm like, where are we? So, and it's, you know, it's not the ocean at all.
But no, it's the constant rain. Just the lakes. Why can't we get the constant rain down here?
Dad
joke. Shift down a little bit to get some rain in California.
We don't need rain. We can just buy it.
No, we need...
As long as we feed the rest of the country, I feel like we don't need water.
Hmm.
And not like we don't need water.
We need the water to feed the rest of the country.
It's like I said, we can buy it, man. None of this is real.
Nothing's real. Once money became something that we just gave on the internet to each other and credit cards, nothing is real at this point.
Right. You can just fabricate. Why not?
Can you 3D print money?
Well, yeah, I don't think you need to 3D print.
Can we 3D print water?
Well, you could probably 3D print a pretty legit credit card, maybe.
Oh, I still never got my coin. I
feel like this is how our podcast gets picked up.
I never got my coin.
You never got the coin?
Never got a coin.
Now, see, the guy from Coin was at Event Apart.
Really?
Saying, like, this is how you fuck everything over. No, that's terrible. No, he wasn't there, but that's awful. You ordered that over a year ago, right?
Yeah, I never got my coin. Did you get your coin? You didn't buy it.
I never bought it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you.
I never got it.
Has anyone gotten it?
I think some people have gotten them. there's a Facebook ad that I get served to me for quite frequently for a coin competitor. I don't remember the name of it, but there's
same idea.
The same idea, putting all of your credit cards onto a plastic, or I guess kind of electronic credit card.
Right.
That you just toggle the cards between.
You know, the more I think about it, it's not a use case that really, for me, needs to be solved.
No, my phone does everything.
Yeah.
So Venipart.
Yeah, Venipart.
Fuck you, pay me.
Yes. Montero, is that his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce. I've never said
Michael
that.
Montero, whatever.
I don't know. You saw him.
I did.
He probably introduced himself. Or someone introduced him.
No, actually, they didn't really say anything. He just kind of started talking.
Oh, okay.
Like when you go into the room, he just kind of started.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a... I'd say it's one... It's my first conference, mm-hmm. but I know that the content was very much cultivated and combed for the audience that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And... kind of I've kind of been apprehensive about conferences, not only for their cost but for their I hope I leave this place with useful right. knowledge, like, you know, not only knowledge that I can use today but also knowledge that I can use, you know, later on.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes I was afraid of the South by Southwest effect, where it's basically, because if you've heard about the interactive stuff and you hear about the conferences where it's, you know, just kind of, this is a place where everyone knows what you're doing and you can trade business cards.
Oh, right? Networky.
Yeah, networky, right. In which I think that there was an aspect of that there, but it...
Did you have cards?
Yeah, I did.
Did you give any out?
I gave one card up.
Who was she?
Nice one. It's a gentleman named Nathan. I miss Nathan. I call him Weird Nathan. I don't think I've ever called him Weird Nathan in a sense that he would ever hear it. So I hope that this is it. And you know what? He wasn't actually even weird.
You're backtracking.
Well, I'm back.
Weird Nathan.
He's Weird Nathan because he's younger than me.
Oh, that is
but
weird.
But also doesn't like have social networks at all. But
he is weird.
But he's like a cool dude. So he's like, you know, you could be having these one-ups on everyone in your life, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know that you could be sort of better than them, right?
That's how I get through my day, is how can I be better than this person?
Yeah, but he looked me right in the eyes and said, Brandon, I am. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. You're weird, Nathan. No, he worked for some bank or some shits.
Oh, so fuck that guy. Yeah. He's probably stealing money right from my account right now.
Yeah, using the efforts of front end developing.
Yeah,
I want to. Mike Montero's presentation was friggin' awesome. Most of everyone's was. I didn't not like one of them, but Mike Montero talked a lot about. I wouldn't say sadness, but it wasn't the most uplifting of messages, in which he kind of told us how he would kind of lose jobs or how his communication affected his professional going ons, as in his mindset and attitude had a direct link with his creative output. Mm. And you like to think that they're separate things. Like your personality has nothing to do with what you create. Or at least I think that way. I think it's
right.
Not uncommon to say, it doesn't matter if I'm happy, like the work is good. And unfortunately in our, I don't know what to call it, culture, industry, whatever. Like, it's easy. People will fire you over not being nice.
Right.
And you're like, that's not the point. They're like, no, that's the point. Like, we'll take shitty work and a person that we like.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of like saying, don't get caught up, you know, don't try to be this type of aficionado, this brooding figure that has it all figured out, because if you can't sell it, then no one's, you're not going to eat.
So, right.
And he was the first speaker, I believe. Was he the first
speaker?
Really?
He was the intro?
Yeah, he was the intro, which was pretty surprising.
That's a interesting way to set the
tone. That was, sorry. You know what? I said all of this under the name Mike Montero, and this was Jeffrey Zeldman.
Oh, Zeldman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mike Montero had pretty much the exact same. So
it was a depressing conference, is what you're saying.
I'm going to say it was sandwiched. There was all sorts of happy in between. So Jeff Zeldman, the name of his talk was The Fault, Dear Brutus, in parenthesis, or Career Advice from a Cranky Old Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike Montero says 13 Ways Designers Screw Up Client Presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were both saying they were both in the direction of, hey, we all recognize each other. We all think like this, don't we?
Yeah.
Stop thinking like that.
Right.
The people that are going to keep hiring you and the people that have hired you already and your current relationships, like, be a wizard at your craft, but also realize that a person who doesn't understand your medium,
mm-hmm.
doesn't care if you've had not like a bad day, but if you don't appear to be enjoying what you're doing,
right?
It just shows up a bit more. Mm-hmm. And it's an obvious thing. I think some of them were obvious, but hearing them from people that do the type of work that you do,
mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to kind of like, I mean, you have a job that sort of doesn't have much dependence on your mood.
Me?
Yeah.
Kind of.
You tell a machine what to do. The machine doesn't care right. what mood you're in. It doesn't know that you click the mouse any harder than...
Right. But, I mean, you have the same kind of thing, too.
Right.
The so... The doesn't know if you're upset.
Totally. No, the browser has no idea if I'm going through any type of rough patch and things with mom or, you know...
Oh, never mom. Never not mom. Your mom.
No, actually, that might be true. Never mind. But, so, I don't know, do you agree with that? Like, what do you think? Would you rather someone judge the merit of your work based solely on your work, or would you like them to include your personality in your day-to-day interaction with that person?
Oh, I have a terrible personality.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you gotta be...
That's why I have to be as good as I am. So I did that.
I do see it.
Because if people are judging me based on my personality, I wouldn't be buying Apple Watches. That's for sure.
Fair enough. The conference focused on a lot of conversational things. There were a few sort of coding examples, such as responsive images and content and context, which is basically how to code for a specific location and time of day. Oh. So those are pretty cool things.
So nerdy.
Nerdy, but at the same time, like, you know, it's not nerdy in the sense that someone who goes to a website at, you know, 6 mm-hmm. gets a message saying we're closing soon, or mm-hmm. gets a message about something else rather than, you know, something that wouldn't match for a morning-esque message.
Yeah.
Defining what those are. Oh, nice little beep.
Mm-hmm. Little honk honk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a conference. But Seattle was.
Who really... else was there? You had Zeldman. You had Montero. You had. You said Eric Meyer was there, right? And then who were the other standout speakers?
I think Kate Kiefer Lee was definitely pretty standout. Essentially, she showed a lot of examples about her talk was named Touchy Subjects, and it was a lot of going over times in which brands have been insensitive to a situation.
Which is like every day.
Yeah, it is every day. And so... Yeah.
Well, it was AT&T, and this might have been an example, AT&T, the 9/11 10-year anniversary.
I don't know.
They tweeted out like an image, like of like a 9/11 based image on the 10 year. It was AT&T. Like, no, AT&T, we don't need you in this conversation right now.
Right. That was essentially the way she was saying to approach it is like, does your brand need to be heard at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
No matter if it's condolences or not.
Right.
When people see AT&T, they think about their bill. They think about their text. They think like that girl never texted me back. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what spurs up when you see the logo, but like a lot of stuff obviously conjures up.
So. Yeah. Who didn't text you back, man? Do we need to find her?
That's never happened.
That's probably true. The many years I've known you, they always text back.
Oh, Josh. I can't tell what direction I should take that in because
they always come over.
If you ever scroll to the bottom of your messages, messages in iOS lets you go back, I think, too far.
that string of like, please respond.
You were like, never meant to see messages that you've sent 3 years ago.
No, you were never meant to see messages from like last night. They should just go away.
Yeah, there was a whole, you know, website based on that idea. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I think messages from last night should just automatically get uploaded to that website.
No.
And in order to access them, you have to sift through
everyone else's.
No. And then you're like, is that mine? I could have texted.
I guess no, it was a little different. Charlie from Girls season 2 had created that. He disappeared for like 4 episodes and he came back and he was a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he created that app that was
Leave Me Alone.
Leave Me Alone or
I don't know.
I think the premise was
we could be mixing up.
I broke up with someone or they broke up with me and I removed their contact from my phone, but if I wanted to message them again, I'd have to pay money to do it. It was like keeping me from theoretically keeping me from messaging an ex.
Yeah.
And then he became a billionaire and then left the show because he realized it was terrible. That show's still on TV and I don't understand.
It's not on TV.
It is on TV.
It's on HBO.
So. That's TV. It's available on my television.
Modern Family is on TV.
So is Girls.
Girls is...
I can tune in Sunday at 10 p.m. and watch Girls.
Mm, for a show you don't like very much.
I
is it Game of Thrones that you...
It could be Game of Thrones. Winter's coming. I don't know anything about it. There's a character named Khaleesi. There's that one dude. Dragons. The other dude.
Yeah, that's all you really need.
There's dragons. Winter.
You only know all of that from Key and Peele.
Yeah, I know a lot about Game of Thrones from Key and Peele. I know a lot about the things I know in the world because
I know a lot about Key and Peele.
I know a lot about Key and Peele.
I don't. I just wanted to say that and see how it felt.
You don't know anything about Key and Peele?
I mean, I like that.
You don't see them at the meetings?
They stop.
Actually, they go to more of my meetings because they're both biracial.
Yeah, they say that. That's a good thing to say for TV, for sure.
Oh, right.
You don't want to be.
You know who doesn't say that? Obama. I'm just saying he's not dropping. Everyone's saying he's the first black president. Let's be honest. This is from episode 1, I think.
Yeah.
He's the first biracial president.
What I hope.
He's the first Oreo.
To be super topical, if Hillary gets in,
mm-hmm.
it'll be like, this is the first woman president. And I hope that there's like a, well. She's right. The first. There's a flavor of trans that's more. I guess you can just shorten it there. Because vestite means dressing.
I don't know.
And sexual.
I have this conversation. I think weekly. I don't understand any of the.
Any of the hip gender splitting stuff.
Why does Facebook have 50 and why does Tumblr have like 2,000 or something?
Gender things?
That yeah, you gender, read? Gender. I can't,
we include animals now.
I can't think. No one's calling themselves a goat. Is somebody calling themselves a goat?
I'm a female tiger.
What's a female tiger sound like, Brandon? You're not gonna give me like a full.
I know what you want.
Give the people what they want. That's a female. That's terrifying and not arousing. Like, as if I was a male tiger, I almost said as a male tiger. If I was a male tiger, and that's what I heard. That was the female like peacocking.
So you're saying you wouldn't text me back?
I wouldn't text you back.
Gave you that?
No. If that's what you did, is that a Wookiee?
I'm trying to growl.
What are you doing?
I don't know anymore. You wanted this. You painted me in a corner.
Yeah, but I was expecting. I was expecting something.
Oh, shit. You're finding out that I'm not really good at sound effects. Like, I'm okay.
No, you're not. If it's
like gun related, you know. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. We've reached something terrible. Terribly embarrassing, but I mean, like, no, I do okay with the sound effect. I think I'd have to really. I don't know what a tiger really sounds like. There's a roar. I'm sure of it.
I assume there's a roar. Let's take you out of this hole.
Thank you.
So why are there so many? Gender names on Facebook. I didn't take you out of the hole, did I?
I think no. Sure, you did.
Did you see the Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yep. I'm excited to.
You know what's bullshit about it?
Here we go.
It comes out Christmas Day.
What's wrong with that? That's great.
I'm going to be in Ohio.
What's wrong with that?
I've never seen a movie on Christmas Day. I don't really care to see a movie on Christmas Day.
Seems like you do now.
Well, it's Star Wars. I have to see it.
Yeah.
And okay. But there's not going to – like, I'm going to be in Ohio, and there's not going to be like – there's not an arc light in Ohio.
I was going to say, is it the theater thing?
Yeah.
Like, there's good theaters there.
There's okay theaters. I've seen better.
Okay, so – What do you think the theater is going to give you? It's more about the movie.
I mean, it's also the theater.
It's pretty much the movie.
No, it's the theater.
It's about 100% what I mean. The
AMC Easton. I guess they can get. I can get dinner there now. You can get beer.
What do you care? What do you care? What we're talking about a movie with actors and the soundtrack and a story.
Yeah, but it's not like
so. Why are we talking about chicken fingers? What the
presentation won't be as good. Because it's Ohio.
I think that you just don't want to be in Ohio. I think that's completely separate.
No, that's not true. I just want to see Star Wars in like a, you know.
I see what you're saying. Like a real theater. You're tied to seeing it in a place that you don't want to see it, but you also don't want to wait to come back.
Yeah. You know, my friends are going to be in other cities.
I think people would understand if you didn't came home for Christmas this year.
Mom, why? I'm not coming home because Star Wars. JJ wants me to come see it at his house. I think that would be a good excuse.
Say that.
I've got a few months to become best friends with JJ Abrams.
You don't need to be best friends to be invited over. But it is Christmas. So if you want the Christmas Day invite, yeah. You might have to be some kind of in.
Like really good friends.
I'm thinking that crime is involved in this mission.
No. Why do you always got to go to crime?
How do you do things?
Not with crime.
Oh,
charm.
Here it is. Your fucking collared shirt, Josh.
I had to buy this shirt today.
I wasn't going to say that.
You had to come with me to buy the shirt because I spilled coffee in my other shirt. Because I'm an animal. I'm a monster. Destroyed that coffee. I saw that coffee cup. I said, "Fuck you, coffee cup."
No, was it?
Spittled all over me.
Was it you towards the coffee cup?
That coffee cup said that to me. It looked at me and said. Fuck your shirt.
Yeah?
So I had to buy a new shirt. I mean, this shirt's okay.
Are you asking or are you telling?
A little both. I'm saying it like, this shirt's okay, but like underneath there, I'm begging you to second, or someone in this room.
It's a good shirt.
It's an okay shirt.
You've bought it before. Like,
you know, no, this one's different. This one's got a texture. And it's a different color.
It is. But you got the shirt from one of our favorite places.
Yeah, I had to buy. I mean, I'm not going to buy a shirt from any other store than Banana Republic.
But I don't have to buy smell goods for like a year.
Yeah.
And that's thanks to you.
You're welcome.
Listener, let me take you on a journey to Josh's trunk. Joshua Cole opened his trunk on one fateful Saturday afternoon. He said, "Brandon, I want you to smell good for the rest of our knowing each other."
Whoa.
That's how much cologne he bought me.
That's so
I saying, seldom use it.
Okay. All right. So when that last spray of cologne comes out.
You should be watching, yeah. I'll send you updates.
Yeah. I'll have to find some other
7,000 days left. You're just
I have to find another Banana Republic. I looked today. I was hoping it wasn't there so that when I surprised you.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I looked.
I looked too.
Banana Republic is out of the Wildfire Noir.
Noir.
Wild Blue Noir.
Black.
Black.
That's Noir.
They're out of a scent, and it's ridiculous because it was a good scent that was well-reviewed.
I don't even know if I've actually ever smelled it. I was there when you first bought it.
Yeah.
And I was there when you bought the tester that you were so disappointed. Not the tester, the travel size
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It's a motorcycle.
It's okay. I think it adds.
There's a lot of motorcycle gangs in Santa Barbara.
Gangs?
I've seen dudes wearing
enthusiasts.
Cuts. Full cuts.
Sure.
And they've got MC SB on their jacket. Dragons on their back.
Oh, does that stand for motorcycle?
Club.
What?
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
No. My dad would talk to me about it. Or he mentioned it.
Sons of Anarchy?
So, yeah.
Was your dad in a motorcycle gang?
No, he had a motorcycle, though.
Was he in a gang? Did he wear leather?
I'm going to say that my dad wouldn't be above leather. He would pull it off in like a way that like made everyone else look kind of silly, but he looked good, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your dad wouldn't wear like dad jean leather?
I don't think you wear dad jeans when you're younger. So he had the motorcycle when he was like 20-something.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he didn't have
when you met your mom.
Nah, I think they knew each other for like, I think they were like, maybe not playground buddies, but you know, motorcycle dad was not mom's first impression.
Oh, okay. That's good. Cause yeah.
Tell us exactly why it's good,
Josh. No, it's, you don't want your first impression to be a guy on a motorcycle.
I think that's so much of the reason why you buy a motorcycle is so that your presentation, especially your first one, is that of a beast that cannot be tamed by the roads.
Yeah. There's a lot of tan people here too.
Yeah.
What's
do with, you mean like
what's with all the what's with Santa Barbara? It's a weird place.
We get just as little rain as you guys.
No, what's going to rain here later this week?
In LA?
In Santa Barbara. California? You didn't know that?
Wait. No, I don't pay attention to such things.
It's going to rain.
Well, luckily I stole I didn't steal it, but it was given to me. A umbrella from Seattle. A little souvenir for me. Because I use
You're a thief.
Well, yes. That much we have established. But I used an umbrella in Seattle like a noob.
Yeah, you just deal with it. No one wears umbrellas in Seattle.
But whatever, I had on a pair of pants that I didn't want to have rained on. Feeling real insecure about that.
You didn't want to get your hair wet. I know how I know how you people are with the hair and the wet. It's black people, by the way. I saw Good Hair. Chris Rock documentary.
It's one of the greatest documentaries, I think.
Yeah. I'm in tune.
Good, good. Did you watch the newest Chris Rock movie?
Yeah, Top Five. Saw it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, what'd you think?
It's good. You know, the whole Cinderella thing was dumb. Spoiler. Cinderella. Shoe. Did you see the whole movie?
Yeah.
The end. With the shoe.
Yeah.
J.B. Smoove. Leslie Jones.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Okay, thank you.
Tracy Jordan. Morgan.
Yeah.
Tracy Jordan Morgan.
I think that's his full name.
Tracy Jordan Morgan.
Jordan Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of tan people out there, but, you know, I think you'd understand if you were here. You know,
right. It's very sunny.
Spend a lot of time outside.
And you go to the beach.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't understand beaches.
I don't. What's the?
You walk on the sand, which is like way too hot, and it's very uncomfortable, and you're like wearing shorts, and it's hot.
I feel like at some point, video directors and editors have so much control over worlds that they're just like, fuck this real thing. Fuck this hot sand. Let's get some sand. Can we get some cooler sand in here? Is that product? Is that real tide? Get the green screen. Fuck it. No, everyone get out.
I might enjoy beaches more if they were cooler.
Yep.
There was less water to drown me.
Yep.
Maybe instead of sand, it's grass.
Grass. Grass until water.
I'm saying parks are better than beaches is what I'm getting at.
That's a hard one.
Parks are better than beaches.
That's a hard one.
There's no tsunamis at a park.
Still plenty.
No jellyfish at a park.
Plenty of devastation.
Can't drown at a park.
Well, that's debatable.
There are barbecue pits at parks.
You can get dizzy at a park.
You can get dizzy at a beach.
My theory has been poked.
Yeah.
It's over.
Saying parks are better than beaches.
Joshua Cole.
What? I keep hitting
you. Parks better than beaches.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like that's going to latch on. What happens when people leave all the beaches and start getting into your parks? You gonna love it then?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you're just gonna welcome everyone.
Yeah, I welcome people. I'm a welcomer.
What if they're all like still acting like they're at the beach though?
No, that's incorrect.
They bring their
stop picnic. Playing in the dirt like it's sand. Don't make a mud castle. All right.
It's just burying people.
Yeah.
In the parks.
Well, we hang out. We barbecue a little.
Mm-hmm.
We play football. You can't run on a beach either, so you can't really like do anything except for play volleyball. And if you notice, the whole time they're just like trying to lay down.
I feel like running's a big part of the beach.
No,
think of the Baywatch intro.
Yeah, did you see how slow she was running?
That's still joules of work from her legs being put into the ground.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, see, you don't need lifeguards at a park. Kids can just hang out at parks by themselves, unless, honestly, unless they're black and alone in Cleveland. Then they can't. Because racism.
Hey. Those Cleveland parks are clean.
Are they?
Clean, good fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to have clean, good fun.
Do you?
No.
You're a dirty boy.
I'm the dirtiest.
You're a dirty female tiger.
Let's round this out.
Yeah, man.
Give me some posse. I know. You don't want to give me some? You don't give me any?
I had a pineapple taco today.
That's totally good. I'm going to steal yours.
You had a pineapple taco?
Well, I had a pastor taco.
Oh.
So together we had a pineapple pastor taco, and that's what we actually ate. You see, Josh, when we're together, it makes sense.
This is like, are we going to start singing Ebony and Ivory?
I did start taking a singing class.
Oh, you did start taking it.
And that's actually my pause here.
Can you sing? Yeah.
Yeah.